laughing with myself. That's the way I wanna be, laughing with myself. That's the brightest side of me.
Post on your socials. If you could just post on your socials. Yeah, just do a post.
I don't want to.
Hey, everybody. That is something that bugs me. And I know it's part of the job. It's part of life.
I don't like hearing it.
If you could just post it on your socials. I think what happens is I feel I'm annoying people by posting too much. I don't even post much on the gram or Twitter and stuff. I think because when I go on there, I hate when I see people that just overpost and you're like, all right, for me anyway, I'm like, I'm so sick of your face. And I don't want to be that for my people, my fans and followers. But my agents tell me, they're like, hey, your fans, they love it when you post. They really do. Do you? No, I know. You guys are the best. But yeah, I don't want to ever be annoying. This is something I forgot to share. This happened a few months ago, but I don't know if it's tabloids, what they call it, or paparazzi or something, but they reached out to my manager a few months back, and they were like, hey, there's a rumor going around. Can you confirm that Jason Momoa and Melissa Villaseñor are dating? And my manager was like, absolutely not. They are not dating. And I was like, oh my God, that was so... Let me have the rumor. I've never dated a hot celeb. Let me have this. I bet they were just singing like, oh, it's just not good for her brand. You know, they probably made up a lie. They were probably like, you know, you got it mistaken. You know, you think she's dating the Aquaman, but she's just dating a pool guy that cleans her grandma's pool or something. Sucks, man. That was close. I was driving yesterday morning, and I realized when I'm in traffic and I'm talking to the other cars, you know, I turn into a sassy girl, a very hot, sassy girl when I'm driving my car. I'll be driving and I see a car and I go, are you gonna stop? I was like, and I was hearing myself, I was like, damn. And then I said to another car, I go, oh, maybe put on your blinker. I was like, who is this chick? Hey, this is a bit I've been doing on stage. But, now, you guys know the Olivia Rodrigo's driver's license song, yes?
I got my driver's license last week.
Now, I don't know about you, but don't you want to hear more about the DMV? Olivia, what happened that day? Something happened, and you're not telling us. Something's always happened at the DMV. I was remembering when I got my driver's license. That day at the DMV in Montebello, a mom was breastfeeding her, like, 10-year-old boy. He was a big boy. I saw it, and I go, oh, whoa. Thankfully, I passed. I got my driver's license. Whew. But I really wanted to celebrate with a cup of milk and cookies.
That's a good one, huh?
Now, I know I've discussed this in past podcast episodes, but man, here in LA, there's Coast 103.5, Karen Sharp,
Love Songs on the Coast, Love Songs,
and she takes callers at night that dedicate songs. I really can't get over, who is calling and dedicating songs for their lovers? Are you? Let me know in your comments if you are someone. And, okay, that's fine if you do, but does your spouse or lover, boy or lover girl, do they actually hear it? I just think that's so weird. They come home and are like, well, did you hear it? What are you talking about? Did you hear the song dedication? Yeah, I dedicated Can You Feel the Love Tonight by Elton. It came on at like, I don't know, 6:45 p.m.
on Coast 103.5.
No, I wasn't, I was still working at the construction zone. Oh, that's okay, honey. What were you, why were you, you were supposed to, why did you do that? I don't know, just trying to think of a scenario. Weren't you supposed to be at your job? I got fired, so now I've just been just dedicating songs and thinking of the good in people, you know? Don't do that. Yeah, that's what I'm going to do now. I'm going to just spread joy. Okay, loser. I don't know what I'm talking about. Mmm, a cup of coffee. Who else likes to put cinnamon in their coffee? Ah, it's my favorite. I feel like these days, I feel good. I just could tell I am searching for more meaning in things. And it's good. You know, I really like getting involved with the community and sometimes, you know, one of my neighbors a few weeks ago, this was the Sunday before Thanksgiving. I flew back from the book tour, which was a couple weeks. I was on the road and I get back. She stops by, my neighbor, and she goes, are you going to be at the turkey trot? I go, what? Oh, hold on. What? I just landed. What's a turkey trot? I didn't know about this, but I guess it's a common thing in a lot of cities and towns. A turkey trot is like a little 5K a running thing with the neighborhood. And so there was one here in the city and I said, okay, I'll check it out. And she goes, I'll text you the registration for the turkey trot. I was like, okay, I'll think about it. And then the day before she goes, well, I see you at the turkey trot. I'm like, yes, I'll be at the turkey trot. Turkey trot. And I did go. It was very fun. I jogged with Penny. So it was lovely. I do like community, though. It does feel better. I feel better when I'm out there and getting involved and being with people. Oh, this is a great thing that's going to happen in the Whittier community. December 10th, I believe, Saturday, I am going to be in the Christmas parade in Uptown Whittier. I am going to be the Grand Marshal. I know. I got this offer. I can't, it's very cool, but that word is very funny to me. Even I know it means a lot. And everyone's been telling me like, congrats, that's really great. And I just think, oh, Grand Marshal. I picture I need a big old long curly mustache and a big top hat and go, good day, and have a little stick or whatever. But no, I won't dress like a man. But I was thinking I should dress as Santa or Turbo Man. That would be funny, right? If I dressed as Santa. Because I'm going to be in a little retro car. And I think Santa's always last, right? At the Christmas parade. But I should really dress up like a very convincing Santa. So kids go, Santa! And I go, I am Santa! I'll get you your gifts! Don't worry! And then they get confused when the actual Santa comes at the end. They're like, Santa too? No, I'm one. And I go, I was the one. It was me. I think I might, because I have a Santa outfit here. And then the beard, everything. Because there was December 2020. That was such a hard, hard year. I actually got all the Santa getup, and I dressed that way for Christmas. With just, you know, we had a really tough, I mean, everybody did. So I was like, I need to bring joy. I need to be Santa. And it was nice. So don't be surprised if you see me as Santa. I don't want to dress like a hot babe. But what if Momoa's there, you know? Maybe I should. Imagine Jason Momoa and Whittier. That would be cool. He would go. He's a very fun guy. I know, because he hosted a Christmas episode of SNL. And just the most joyful person ever. Man, I gotta get to Hawaii. I gotta get me a Hawaii boy. Hawaii boys watching my podcast or listening? Hit Melissa up. By the way, I don't speak well as a human. My grammar, my words are a mess in sentences, as you guys know from my Yoda stand-up bit. I was trying to end a phone conversation with my buddy Mark the other day. And he's a chatterbox. He's hilarious. And I had to go, but I didn't know how to say it at the end of the phone call. I can't just say, I gotta go. Oh, I just see a spider on my curtain or a fly. I think that's a spider. I couldn't say, oh, I gotta go. I'll talk to you later. I said, okay, must go. You goodbye now. I said, bye now. Go. Or something like that. And it ended up the good laugh. And I feel like, you know, that's the way to live a little bit. Mess up your words. You don't need to be perfect. Unless you're a serious job or something. But I'm just a goof, you know, so. People feel for you if you speak a little messy. If, you know, if you go, I will, if you're at a restaurant and you tell the waiter, I'll take a cob, the good cob. I'll take it. They'll be like, how sweet. We'll throw her in a muffin. She can't speak good. Oh, I wanted to say this. Yeah, so this holiday season, and not just the holiday season, I feel like the past year, I've been helping out Feed the Streets in LA. I help tree people when I can. I just like getting involved with community, as I was saying, and helping more, showing up. Last week, I was so frustrated. I think I was really frustrated because I had plans. I'm a very ambitious person. Maybe I pile on too much because I want to bring good, but I can't do everything. And I have to do a little less. Ella, please, you taking a shit right now? I'm talking about being a good human and you're pooping? Whatever, bitch. So, anywho, I was saying, I had plans to help tree people and then I couldn't. A job came up and I was like, well, I gotta go do this cartoon. So I can't, there's no way I'm gonna make it in time. And then Feed the Streets, I was planning on being there Thanksgiving Day. And it was I did go. I was trying to find a parking spot. It was crowded. Everyone was showing up that day. And people were a little aggressive. I was trying to park and then people were just I don't know if a car hit me. I can't remember. It was very packed. So I was like, I think I'm just going to leave this energy. Seems like they got a lot of folks helping today. And I felt so bad. I was at the Thanksgiving dinner with my family. I was just a less. But it's okay. It's okay because I do show up the other days. I went yesterday. And yeah, it's not crowded. People want to show up on Thanksgiving. I get that's lovely. But I go other times, you know? And I was thinking yesterday, it is very sad to witness and see homeless folks. But I will say there are some times I do get a little chuckle. And that's when I see someone in the middle of an intersection dancing, like, with so much confidence and hotness. I don't honk. I enjoy the show. I take notes on these dance lessons. There was someone yesterday in the morning, they were like, posing. And there, and it's a green light, you know? I'm just like, oh, this is what I gotta bring. I gotta bring this dance move to my cousin's wedding on New Year's. I gotta take notes because I was jealous. I mean, I'm not a good dancer. I suck. But that makes me giggle a little, seeing that really powerful dance. Let's see. Okay. My mom, you know, she worries about me because, like my other three siblings, they're married. They got someone there at home if an emergency happens. She gave me, she's given me pepper spray, but not too long ago, she gave me an air horn. Because she knows I'm a loner. Not like a creepy loner. I am and I like my adventures. But she gave me an air horn. I'm like, who you think is going to mug me? DJ Khaled? Bow, 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 bow. Another robber. Robbing. A mugging? Another one. No, DJ Khaled, give me back my wallet. That's a good one, huh? I gotta watch more DJ Khaled because I don't know how he sounds, really. I just know he says another one. Another one. I started piano lessons yesterday. I have a keyboard here because I did start piano lessons before SNL. I was taking lessons, and then I got the show, and I was like, oh, I guess I can't do anything else. But now that I'm in this place in life where I love learning, and I think learning is a foundation. I keep thinking of that word, foundations. That's the foundation of what's going to be created next. It is important. It's so important and crucial. And I'll always be learning. But look, I didn't do good in school. I was C, D's, F student. I couldn't focus. But now I am embracing learning. And it was funny because I had dinner with my parents 2 weeks ago. And my mom was like, well, what are you doing now? And I was like, well, I'm taking my Spanish lessons weekly. I'm starting piano and I take ceramics too. And she just goes, like it's nothing, but it is something. It's very good. I think it's gross to be, not gross, but I guess I don't like that if I'm just searching for more TV or more movie or just that energy of what's next, I need to keep being known, or I don't know. I think I got a lovely fan base. I'm not worried. And I also don't want, I just think that's sick. I don't know. It just, something doesn't feel good about it. What feels good right now is learning and helping and making myself laugh. And I'm still doing shows. I'm doing stand-up. Oh, by the way, Denver, Colorado. I'll be there tomorrow through Saturday. So come on out to Comedy Works. Penny will be there. I have a lot of new bits. Stuff like this, which is really nice to unravel, you know. But yeah, Thursday, one show, two Friday, two Saturday. Come on out. There's some tickets left. It'll be a fun time. And yeah. But where was I? Well, okay. That was pretty good. Pretty good episode, I think. Oh, new merch is on the way. I need, finally, some shirts. It's been a while since I've had some clothing out there. But obviously, this will be with my artwork. The latest piece I did, The Chameleon, that will be a t-shirt. A few of your other favorites. The Clownfish one will be a shirt. Oh, the Little Heart guy. You know, I've been drawing the little corazon guy with the little boots and the backpack. That one where the little heart is laying out on a blanket at night with the campfire in the woods. And it says, make space for your magic. That'll be a shirt. That one makes me feel so good. That little guy. Where is it? That one was too dark. Summer dark, guys. What are you gonna do? Oh, this is cute. Just be a good one. Those are the things I try to be good about. And then this, distractions. You see? I was thinking your higher self is above all the distractions. See? TV? Social media? Oh, la la, naked bodies. Smoking. Oh, there's a weenie right there.
Little chorizo.
Oh, and shopping, place your order. See? I think that's a good one. Because I gotta pee. But I don't mean to end it on a downer. But, well, I don't have to. I could say, I appreciate you. Thank you for listening to my podcast. And I'll see you at shows. And thanks for being a fan of the podcast. It feels really good for me to keep this up weekly. So, be good out there.